everybody. Thanks for listening in to the Law of Attraction Tips. I'm your host, Karen Lanoux. My website can be found at www.thelawofattractiontips.com. And when you get a moment, if you haven't already, sign up for my free tips newsletter where I cover other information on this same topic and answer more of your questions about how to use the Law of Attraction in everyday life. You never know what I'm going to talk about that may help you. Also, as part of my tips letter, I'm giving my subscribers information about other Law of Attraction resources, and you don't want to miss out on that. So get back to your computer and go to thelawofattractiontips.com and sign up for your free tips letter now. Okay, so you know what? You are in great company of thousands of people from all over the world who are listening in to the Law of Attraction Tips. Our top listening countries are the US, Canada, and the United Kingdom, but the Law of Attraction Tips is being listened to in all corners of this big, beautiful world. It's amazing to get emails and success stories from people everywhere. And the most incredible thing to me out of all of this is that no matter where you're from, what culture or what religion, we're all still people who are looking for the same things, to improve our life and the lives of our loved ones. So thanks again to all of you who are out there listening in. Truly, the Law of Attraction is such an amazing tool that anyone can use to kick up their life a notch or two. And something really exciting about this particular week is the Law of Attraction Tips podcast made it to the top 20 podcasts on all across Canada on iTunes. And it's also been in the number one position on the health category on iTunes in the US. So this is huge. It's absolutely amazing. So again, thank you so much. This is just an amazing milestone. So okay, enough of that. Let's get on with it. Last time in episode 18, I talked about time and how to focus monitoring your words so you can attract the feeling of having more time. I also left you with this question. I asked what little thing bothers you every day and to think about how you've been attracting that. You know, I'd love to hear what you have to say, and I'd love to get an email from you, so please send me your story about this. Now, today I'll be talking about under what circumstances you talk to others about the things you want to manifest in your life. Depending on the type of person that you are, this might surprise you. So, for instance, for me, I'm pretty much an open book. So when I have something new that I want to do, I'm all over it and I'm announcing it to the world. For others, they keep their thoughts and dreams very close to their chest. So keep listening in and I'll talk about what impact both these scenarios have on attracting what you want. I received an email from a gal who was concerned about how to manifest a car since she's married. So listen to hear what she has to say. So here goes. Hi Karen. I want to manifest a particular car that I love. I've not told my husband what I'm doing just yet, but was showing him this car this weekend and to see if he likes it too. Well, he thinks it's old-fashioned and looking and it isn't interesting. My question is this. Since we're married and we always pick our cars together, does he have to be on board in order for this to work? Or can I just keep it to myself and let it show up? Then he can drive it or not drive it. Thanks. So thank you for the email. You'd be surprised how often this type of question comes up. One partner wants one thing and the other wants something else. Who wins? So here's my response. This is an ongoing challenge in some way, shape, or form for all Law of Attractioners to tell or not to tell the people we love about what we want to manifest. It can feel quite confusing to be working towards something without your partner. You're in it together. The ultimate would be to do it together, whatever it is. However, the reality is that our loved ones have their own goals and dreams, and they don't always match ours. Your goal, always, when manifesting anything that you want into your life, is to feel good about it. It's just to feel good about it. That's the only way you can get into a vibrational match with the thing that you desire. Feel good. That's it. Just feel good. So when it comes to telling your loved ones or friends, family, or coworkers about what we want to manifest, you want to be sure that they are going to be supportive or at least neutral about what you're revealing. Now, if you suspect that they're going to be negative, it will be much harder to fend off those negative vibes in your own vibration. What this has the potential to do is to bring down your vibration, moving you further away from your vibrational match to your goal. And you don't want to do that. A number of years ago, I read one of Wayne Dyer's books about manifesting. It was an absolute brilliant book and one of my cherished books for a long, long time. But one of the things that Wayne talked about is that you shouldn't share your most cherished dreams with just anyone. He had mentioned, as I remember, that you need to keep your keenest desires to yourself because you don't want to contaminate that precious energy and gift that you have that's wound up in that dream. I have to tell you, I was a little shocked and mortified because, of course, I'd been going about spouting off about how I was going to do this and that to anyone that would listen. I really realized that at that point, it just wasn't probably so smart. For instance, I would always tell people that I was going to win the lottery, and always people would come up with their responses like, no, I'm going to win this one, or do you know what the odds are of winning? Well, when I thought about it, what do you think that did to my energy level and belief level around actually being able to manifest a lottery win? Bingo! It created resistance, the exact thing I didn't want. So now, I'm very particular about who I share my dreams with. So let's get back to the woman who wants to get a car. Here's what I suggest. So when you went to look at a car and your husband thought it was old-fashioned looking and he wasn't interested, how did that affect you? That's your clue. If it didn't make a difference to your energy around having that car, great. If it did bring down your vibration a notch or two, it might not be the best thing to talk to him about your desire to manifest that particular car. What I would suggest is seeing or visualizing him in the car that you want, driving or as being as a passenger, and seem really happy and enjoying the ride. I bet you'll find him getting excited about the car on his very own, or at the very least, being open to the idea of having that car. The people in our lives, without a doubt, have an effect on what we feel we are able to manifest. That's why they say that you can tell much about where you are going to be in the next 5 years by the people you spend time with. They absolutely have an effect. Co-creating or co-manifesting with your loved one is incredibly powerful. I cannot underestimate that. And wherever you can do it, I would highly recommend it. Creating your own personal mastermind group with your family will get you to where you want to go faster. But the fact is that we're all individuals and don't all want the same things. And so that means for those specific dreams that are yours and yours alone, keep the dream close to your chest and see and feel it in all its glory, and in no time you'll be living it. Don't let others' energy around a subject interfere with your own. I can't emphasize that enough. Make sure that when you're thinking about your dream, that it feels good. When you're sharing it with others, it needs to feel really good too. So if it doesn't, don't talk about it with others. Just go on visualizing and keep at it. And again, one day you'll be bringing it right to your doorstep. Okay, so that's it for me for this week. What I'd like you to do this week is pay attention to the feeling words you say most often. For example, do you say, I'm so happy? Do you say that a lot? Or do you say, I'm really frustrated? He makes me so mad. You know, what are those feeling statements that you say on an ongoing basis? You know, we use those same phrases over and over, and it's an easy indicator to see how close we are to getting the things that we want in our life. So pay attention to that, and I'll check in with you next week to see how that's going. All right, in closing, if your life isn't reflecting what you truly want, I've got great news for you. You can start changing it today, and in no time, it can be a reflection of what you want. You can make this happen. Keep checking in on my website as I've been adding a variety of services and products that could help you in your quest to have the better life that you truly deserve. And I would love to be able to help in whatever way I can. Thanks for joining me in this special premium weekly podcast. It's been great to have you along. And until next time, make each day an awesome day.